This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, April 14, God's eternal plan. Our reading comes from John chapter 12. The next day, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him, and that these things had been done to him. Now the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to spread the word. Many people, because they had heard that he had performed this sign, went out to meet him. So the Pharisees said to one another, "See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole crowd has gone after him." Sometimes God's plan may seem rather plain, but at other times we wonder what he's trying to say or do. Today is Palm Sunday, when we celebrate Christ's coming as King. On this day, Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a young donkey, and we may well wonder what this is supposed to mean. So it's good to be reminded that God had a plan. Writing about this event, John quotes an old prophecy, Zechariah 9:9, about a king coming on a donkey's colt, and this applies to Jesus. God definitely had a plan. The canons of Dort describe the Lord's planning and promise this way: "This plan, arising out of God's eternal love for the elect, from the beginning of the world to the present time, has been powerfully carried out and will also be carried out in the future. The gates of hell seeking vainly to prevail against it." As Jesus rode in on a donkey, the crowd cried, "Hosanna," calling for salvation. But not everyone there was happy. The religious leaders saw Jesus as a threat to their power, and they wanted to get rid of him. As we celebrate Jesus, the one who came in the name of the Lord, we must also remember that God calls us to respond with more than shouting, more than excitement. Our response to Christ's coming, dying, and rising again calls for a believing heart and living faithfully as God's children. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, help us to celebrate your gifts by living faithfully for you, showing that we believe and trust in you as Savior. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.